الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأزواجه وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، آية 191 of سورة آل عمران. We had actually recited the ayah, but there's no harm in repetition. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم ويتفكرون في خلق السماوات والأرض ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا سبحانك فقنا عذاب النار. Those who remember Allah always and in prayers, standing, sitting, and lying down on their sides, standing, sitting, and lying down on their sides, and think deeply about the creation of the heavens and the earth, and they say, "Our Lord, you have not created all this without purpose. Glory be to you," meaning exalted are you above all that they associate with you as partners. "Give us salvation from the torment of the fire." I might as well read the next ayat. رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ مَنْ تُدْخِلِ النَّارَ فَقَدْ أَخْزَيْتَهُ وَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ أَنصَارٍ. Our Lord, verily whom you admit to the fire, indeed you have disgraced him, and never will the polytheists and the wrongdoers find any helpers. رَبَّنَا, or we will leave that till later. طيب, the Shaykh said, ثم وصف أولي الألباب بأنهم يذكرون الله في جميع أحوالهم. Then Allah Azza wa Jal described أولي الألباب. We said أولي الألباب are the people of intellect. Because the ayat we're speaking about in the creation of the heavens and the earth and the alternation of the night and the day are signs for people of understanding. What are the qualities of these people of understanding? Those who reflect upon the creation of Allah. The qualities is يذكرون الله. First they remember Allah. In all of their affairs, whether they are standing, sitting, or lying down on their sides. وهذا يشمل جميع أنواع الذكر بالقول والقلب. ويدخل في ذلك الصلاة قائما فإن لم يستطع فقاعدا فإن لم يستطع فعلى جنب. Amazing. And this includes all forms of remembrance of Allah. Be it with the tongue or with the heart. And included in that is also the salah standing. And if one is unable to do so, then sitting. And if one is unable to do so, then lying down on one side. This is based on the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yani the salah, there are many acts of worship which are conditional to ability. Zakat. If you don't have enough money that reaches the nisab, then there is no zakat on you. Siyam. If you have a permanent illness which you do not believe you will be recovered from, then you don't fast. You pay an expiation. Hajj is conditional to ability. Everything, you find almost everything is conditional to ability except salah. Never, ever, ever, ever is someone allowed to leave alone a single salah. If you're unable to stand, you're allowed to sit down and pray. If you're unable to sit down, you're allowed to lie down and pray. If someone got in a car accident, he's totally broken up, can't even move a single bone, he will pray with his eyes. He will move his eyes slightly to indicate ruku', and he will close them all the way, move them all the way to indicate sujood. If he can't move his head, if he can move his head, then this is ruku', this is sujood. Whatever. Even at wartime, when the Muslims were engaged in war, on the battlefield, while fighting against the enemies, they prayed salah when salah time came. It was called salatul khawf, the salah of fear, and one row would pray behind Prophet ﷺ one raka'ah, then they would move and Prophet ﷺ would remain, and then the other group would come and join them and pray with them. Each group praying only one raka'ah. But salah must be established. You see how important it is. Even during warfare, in the middle of, you know, in the midst of the war, you're supposed to pray. So then you tell the person who has absolutely no excuse to leave salah. except that he is a lazy, lousy creature, say you're a believer, you're not a believer. You can't be a believer. You can't willingly abandon the salah and claim that you believe in Allah and that He prepared the hellfire. Unless, for those who don't do prayer, unless you're just like Satan, who also believes there's Allah. He spoke to him. He believes there are angels. He was worshipping Allah amongst them. He believed there are messengers. He was striving to mislead them and mislead their followers. He believed there's Qadr. So he whispers to us about not believing in it. He has all the six tenets of faith. But Shaitan is the biggest kafir on earth. Knowing something doesn't make you a believer. Oh yeah, I know La ilaha illallah. I know Muhammad Rasulullah. Brother, my heart is sound. Where is your salah? Be quiet. You don't believe. You know, and Satan knows. Is he a believer? Is Satan a believer? No, then you're not a believer just like him. He knows, but he doesn't do. If you know La ilaha illallah, where's your salah? If you're too busy watching football while the people are praying in the masjid, what iman is that? Iman in Quratul Qadam? Iman in soccer? In football? That's your iman? Abandoning Salatul Jama'ah in the masjid, where's the iman? Lazy, pray Fajr at home like women, can't go to the masjid, it's cold, it's far, I'm tired, I'm sleepy, I got work. Excuses, man, excuses of the hypocrites. They are famous for these excuses. True believer, none of that stuff. He's there in the masjid regardless and irrespective of the situation. SubhanAllah al-Azim. So we need to, you know, really evaluate ourselves and find out what's up. Salah then is never ever abandoned, never ever allowed to be left. There's no concession concerning that. Salah must be done. Now, وَأَنَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَيْ لِيَسْتَدِلُّوا بِهَا عَلَى الْمَقْصُودِ مِنْهَا ودل هذا على أن التفكر عبادة من صفات أولياء الله العارفين. جميل. They reflect upon the creation of the heavens and the earth, which means that they use them, يعني in their reflection and contemplation, they use them so that they may identify the objective behind the creation. Not that they just reflect upon them. They reflect upon them to come to an agreement or to come to realize or to internalize that there's an objective behind the creation of the heavens and the earth. So this, the Shaykh said, this indicates that reflection, contemplation, thinking is an act of worship that is among the qualities of the closest friends of Allah who are most knowing of Him. Those who use their brain to reflect. It's an ibadah. Tafakkur then is an ibadah which many have abandoned. Which many have abandoned. Now we go around, we see things, amazing things, but very little do we really stop and reflect upon the greatness of Allah. And when we really say Subhanallah, like we really mean it. You see something, some weird creature, some weird ant, or some weird fish, and you really say Subhanallah, and you reflect upon the amazing creation of Allah. That's an ibadah, that's an act of worship that someone will be rewarded for, provided that the intention is there. فَإِذَا تَفَكَّرُوا بِهَا عَرِفُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ لَمْ يَخْلُقْهَا عَبَثًا فَيَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا سُبْحَانَكَ. So when they reflected upon that, upon the creation, they will recognize that Allah did not create it in vain. It was not created without purpose. Purposelessly. If that's the word. Purposelessly. Meaning without purpose. Allah did not create them without purpose. So they say, our Lord and Master, مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا. This is negation. You did not create all this without purpose. You did not create it in vain. Subhanak, glory be to you. Wa alaykum salam. عَنْ كُلِّ مَا لَا يَلِيقُ بِجَلَالِكَ بِالْحَقِّ وَلِلْحَقِّ بَلْ خَلَقْتَهَا مُشْتَمِلَةٌ عَلَى الْحَقِّ فَقِنَ عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Meaning, glory be to you concerning all that which does not befit your majesty. Because you created it in truth and for the truth. And you created it with the truth encompassing it. فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ Then protect us from the torment of the fire. بِأَنْ تَعْصِمْنَا مِنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ وَتُوَفِّقْنَا لِلْأَعْمَالِ الصَّالِحَاتِ بِأَنْ تَعْصِمْنَا مِنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ وَتُوَفِّقْنَا لِلْأَعْمَالِ الصَّالِحَاتِ لِنَنَالْ بِذَلِكَ النَّجَاةَ مِنَ النَّارِ بِذَلِكَ النَّجَاةِ مِنَ النَّارِ That you protect us from evil deeds and you give us success to do good deeds so that we may attain salvation from the fire. ويتضمن ذلك سؤال الجنة لأنهم إذا وقاهم الله عذاب النار حصلت لهم الجنة. Included in that dua is them asking for Jannah, even though it wasn't verbally expressed. Because when you ask Allah to protect you from the hellfire, then naturally you want Allah to take you to Jannah because there's nothing in between. There's nothing in between. At the end of the day, there are the people of the A'raf who at some point in time will be in between Jannah and Nar, and eventually Allah will permit them to Jannah. Read Surah Al-A'raf so you can read the interpretation of the ayat. But then at some point, I believe it's a kabsh, which will be brought, and the people will know that it is death. And so it will be slaughtered before the people. The angels or the ones who will have it, they will say to the inhabitants of Jannah and the inhabitants of Jannah, do you know what that is? They will say, Na'am, yes, this is maut, this is death. This is death. So then it will be slaughtered and it will be said to them, Khuludun bila maut, Khuludun bila maut. It will be said, eternity without death, eternity without death. Meaning all the people in Jannah will remain for eternity without death and the people of Jahannam will remain for eternity without death. And there's no third destination. The most suitable destination would be what the kuffar requested and they were denied. وَيَقُولُ الْكَافِرُ يَا لَيْتَنِي كُنْتُ تُرَابًا And the disbeliever will say, I wish I was dust. Because if you're dust, you're dirt, there's nothing. You won't be punished, you won't feel pain, you won't feel pleasure, that's fine. I'm willing to sacrifice and compromise the pleasure, provided that I don't feel pain. If I'm neutral, that's good. But they will not be granted that. There will be no such thing. So it's either punishment or delight. So when we ask Allah to protect us from the fire, naturally or by default, we're asking Allah to grant us Jannah. Because there's no other destination. ولكن لما قام الخوف بقلوبهم دعوا الله بأهم الأمور عندهم. But because of the fear they have in their heart, they asked Allah for the thing which was most important to them. Yani the most important thing is not to go to the fire. Not that they don't want Jannah, but at that point because of fear, the thing that they were trying to protect themselves from the most was Jahannam. So they simply said, وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ Then the ayah says, رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ مَنْ تُدْخِلِ النَّارَ فَقَدْ أَخْزَيْتَ Oh Allah, whosoever you permit to Jahannam, then verily you have disgraced him. أين حصوله على السخط من الله ومن ملائكته وأوليائه ووقوع الفضيحة التي لا نجاة منها ولا منفذ منها الله المستعان which means that this person will why is he disgraced? He will attain Allah's wrath and that of his angels and that of his righteous slaves and he will be disgraced a disgrace After which there will be no safety or salvation and no escape either. وَلِهَذَا قَالْ وَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ أَنصَارٍ This is what Allah said afterwards, and the wrongdoers shall have no helpers. يُنقِذُونَهُمْ مِنْ عَذَابِهِ وَفِيهِ دَلَالَ عَلَى أَنَّهُمْ دَخَلُوهَا بِظُلْمِهِمْ Meaning, no one will be able to help them from its torment, and there's an evidence that they will enter the hellfire because of their oppression. Because Allah said, وَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ أَنصَارٍ Now this is very important. You see, in the dunya, no matter how bad you are, and no matter what kind of crime you commit, very often, if you have connections, you'll be able to get out. If you fulan, who knows fulan, this guy knows that guy, so this is my people, this is my relative, you will get someone to intercede for you, somehow, which will either lighten the punishment or remove it altogether. In the dunya, even now, if any one of us got in trouble with someone, what would he do? He would go and call his relatives, his cousins, say, hey, I got in a fight with this guy, right? He has someone to support him. So the people will usually find some support. Now, who will intercede for them? Now, on Yawm al-Qiyamah, there is no such thing. As Allah said, وَتَقَطَّعَتْ بِهِمُ الْأَسْبَابِ, and all relations will be cut off between them. So if you're in trouble with Allah, then no one can come and do anything for you. Your parents may see you, your village may see you, your relatives may see you, the people that loved you the most, presidents of countries may see you, you may be a citizen of some country, and the president sees you, say, hey, this is, you know, one of my people. Mm-mm. No one will be able to help anyone whatsoever, unless Allah wills. And Allah does not give that permission of shafa'ah, except the one whom Allah is pleased with, and He says that which is right and correct. And these are the people of Tawheed. So you better be on good terms with the people of Tawheed, and the good Muslims. Because a good Muslim may intercede for you on Yawm al-Qiyamah. But your buddy who tells you let's go smoke at the internet cafe and then watch this movie, that guy is not going to intercede for you on Yawm al-Qiyamah. This guy will declare his innocence from you. So that's why we have to choose our friends today. The righteous people will be able to intercede for other righteous believers by the will of Allah. That fulan was, he used to go with me to the masjid, he used to hang out, he used to come, you know, to these places, to these gatherings, you know, subhanallah. Otherwise the people of evil, everyone will, وَيَلْعَنْ بَعْضُهُمْ بَعْضُ, they will curse each other, and they will, you know, وَيَوْمَ يَعَضُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا يَا وَيْلَتَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أَتَّخِذْ فُلَانًا خَلِيلًا لَقَدْ أَضَلَّنِي عَنِ الذِّكْرِ بَعْدَ إِذْ جَاءَنِي وَكَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ لِلْإِنسَانِ خَذُولًا. On the day where the wrongdoer will bite on his hand and he will say, woe to me, I wish I had taken a bath with the messenger, I wish I was upon the sunnah, woe to me had I not taken such and such person as a friend, he has misled me from the path after the remembrance had come to me, and ever is the shaitan a deserter at the time of need for to the human beings. So the person that's explicit words, that the person will say, I wish I didn't take such and such person as a friend. So, المرء على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل أو من يعاشر أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. The man is upon the religion of his friend. Let each one of you see, who is he befriending? Who are your buddies? If your buddies are no good, you're no good. If your buddies are good, you're good. Unless the buddies whom you're hanging out with are no good because you're trying to make them good. Yeah, the only reason why you're hanging out with them is for da'wah. And that has its guidelines and limitations. But if these are the people you feel comfortable with, you're no good. If when you go back to the Philippines, you're hanging out with the Christians, your old friends are Christians, and you're having the same conversation you used to have before Islam, you're no good. You can't be friends with these same wicked people anymore, talking about girls and alcohol and drugs and robberies and, you know, disobedience to Allah and His Messenger and the parents. What do these people talk about? Movies and music and songs. If you're hanging out with them and everything's good, oh wow, my friends, you have not really been guided all the way to Islam. You still have a long way to go. So we know, you know, the friends tell you a lot. Hey, so there will be no helpers for the wrongdoers on Yawm al-Qiyamah. Rabbana, now this is the ayah 193. Rabbana innana sami'na munadiyan yunadi lil iman an aminu bi rabbikum fa amanna. Rabbana faghfir lana dhunubana wa kaffir 'anna sayyi'atina wa tawaffana ma'al abrar. Rabbana wa atina ma wa'adtana 'ala rusulika wa la tukhzina yawm al-qiyamah innaka la tukhliful mi'ad. Ayat 193 and 194. One second. Our Lord, verily we have heard the call of one. Who's the one? Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, calling to faith. Say, believe in your Lord. And we have believed. Our Lord, forgive us our sins and expiate from us our evil deeds. And make us die in the state of righteousness along with the believers and the righteous people. Our Lord, grant us what you promised unto us through your messengers. And disgrace us not on the day of resurrection, for you never break the promise. The Shaykh said, ربنا إننا سمعنا مناديا ينادي للإيمان وهو محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم أن يدعو الناس إليه ويرغبهم فيه في أصوله وفروعه. The caller then is Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, and he calls the people to Iman, and he encourages them to accept it concerning its fundamental elements and the branches, the roots and the branches, the main teachings and the branches of Iman. Because Iman, as the Prophet ﷺ, Al-Iman bid'un wa sittuna shu'ba. A'laha qawlu la ilaha illallah, wa adnaha imatatu al-adha al-tariq, wal-haya'u shu'batun min al-Iman. Iman is some 60 branches, 60 some branches. The highest of which is saying La ilaha illallah, and the least of which is removing harm from people's way, and modesty is a branch of Iman. So, Iman then is at different levels, different categories. Some are branches and some are roots. The six pillars of Iman are the roots, the base, and the branches are other issues or other matters of faith like modesty, being modest, being shy. Because if you don't have shyness, I mean, you do ridiculous stuff. طيب. فآمنا. So we have believed. أي أجبناه مبادرة وسرعنا إليه. Meaning we were hasty in responding to him, and we did so immediately with no delay. وفي هذا إخبار منهم بمنة الله عليهم. وتبجح بنعمته وتوسل إليه بذلك أن يغفر ذنوبهم ويكفر سيئاتهم لأن الحسنات يذبن سيئات. Included in that is them mentioning the tremendous favor of Allah over them and being boastful about Allah's mercy, Allah's bounty, not about themselves, not because they did it, because Allah guided them to Iman, and begging Allah that to forgive their sins and expiate their evil deeds. Why? Because the good deeds erase the bad deeds. Good deeds erase the bad deeds. وَالَّذِي مَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ بِالْإِيمَانِ سَيَمُنُّ عَلَيْهِمْ بِالْأَمَانِ التَّامِ. The one that was bestowed upon them the favor of Iman will bestow upon them the favor of security. Complete, perfect security. وَتَوَفَّنَا مَعَ الْأَبْرَارِ, and cause us to die among the righteous, with the righteous. يتضمن هذا الدعاء التوفيق لفعل الخير وترك الشر. This dua includes them asking Allah to guide them to all that which is good and to leave all that which is evil. الذي به يكون العبد من الأبرار والاستمرار عليه والثبات إلى الممات. With these qualities a person can be qualified of being among the righteous, and he remains firm upon that until death. ولما ذكروا توفيق الله إياهم الإيمان وتوسلهم به إلى تمام النعمة سألوه الثواب على ذلك. After they begged Allah to give him success to Iman, and they begged him to complete and fulfill his favor upon them, they asked him for the reward for all of that. وأن ينجز لهم ما وعدهم على ألسنة رسله من النصر والظهور في الدنيا. And that Allah shall fulfill that which He promised them on the tongues of His messengers of nasr, victory, والظهور, and superiority in the dunya over the disbelievers, that is. ومن الفوز برضوان الله وجنته في الآخرة. And that they shall attain and attain the pleasure of Allah and His Jannah in the life to come. فإنه تعالى لا يخلف الميعاد, and verily, because Allah does not does not break a promise. If Allah promised something, He will not break His promise, subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَأَجَابَ اللَّهُ دُعَاءَهُمْ وَقَبِلَ تَضَرُّعَهُمْ فَلِهَذَا قَالَ. So Allah accepted their dua, and He responded to their begging, and He said, فَاسْتَجَابَ لَهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ أَنِّي لَا أُضِيعُ عَمَلَ عَامِلٍ مِّنْكُمْ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى أَوْ أُنْثَى بَعْضُكُمْ مِّنْ بَعْضٍ فالذين هاجروا وأخرجوا من ديارهم وأوذوا في سبيلي وقاتلوا وقتلوا لأكفرن عنهم سيئاتهم ولأدخلنهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار ثوابا من عند الله والله عنده حسن الثواب. So their Lord accepted of them their supplication and answered them, never will I allow to be lost the work of any of you, be he male or female. You are members one of another. So those who immigrated and were driven out from their homes and suffered harm in my cause and who fought and were killed in my cause, verily I will expiate from them their evil deeds and admit them into gardens under which rivers flow in paradise, a reward from Allah, and with Allah is the best of rewards. أي أجاب الله دعاءهم دعاء العبادة ودعاء الطلب. So Allah responded to their dua, the dua of supplication and the dua of request. Good excuse. We haven't had coffee in years, Allah yadik. طيب. So Allah responded to their dua, the one of ibadah and the one of request, dua of talab. وقال إني لا أضيع عمل عامل منكم من ذكر أو أنثى فالجميع سيلقون ثواب أعمالهم كاملا موفرا. All of you, everyone will receive the reward for their deeds complete, with nothing taken out, with nothing removed. It's not going to be deficient, no discrepancies in it whatsoever. أي كلكم على حد سواء في الثواب والعقاب. Each then will be rewarded equally, whether it is the good, the reward of the good deeds or the punishment. No one will be oppressed. فالذين هاجروا وأخرجوا من ديارهم وأوذوا في سبيلي وقاتلوا وقتلوا فجمعوا بين الإيمان والهجرة ومفارقة المحبوبات من الأوطان والأموال طلبا لمرضات ربهم وجاهدوا في سبيل الله. So they brought a relation between Iman and migration and abandoning that which people love, such as one's home country and wealth, seeking Allah's pleasure. And they fought and they struggled and they strove in the path of Allah. لَأُكَفِّرَنَّ عَنْهُمْ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ وَلَأُدْخِلَنَّهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ ثَوَابًا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. I shall expiate their sins and admit them into gardens beneath which rivers flow as a reward from Allah. الَّذِي يُعْطِي عَبْدَهُ ثَوَابَ الْجَزِيلَ عَلَى الْعَمَلِ الْقَلِيلِ. Allah is the one who gives the slave abundance of reward for small deeds. Small deeds, small actions that one does, Allah will reward for them abundantly. A classical example would be the recitation of the Quran, wherein Prophet ﷺ said, I don't say alif, lam, meem, harf, walakin alif al-harf, wa meem al-harf, alif al-harf, wa lam al-harf, wa meem al-harf. In the beginning of the hadith he said, al-hasanatu bi'ashri amthaliha. Whoever recites a letter from the book of Allah will have a good deed. من قرأ حرفا من كتاب الله فله به حسنة. He will have a good deed. والحسنة بعشر أمثالها. And the good deed is multiplied by 10. I do not say alif lam mim is one harf, but alif harf, lam harf, mim harf. Meaning when you say alif lam mim, you get 30 good deeds. 30. If you recite the Surah Al-Fatiha, then you count the letters and you will get equivalent deed, and Allah multiplies even more for those who reflect and act upon the Quran. Minimum 10 good deeds. So this is the reward of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وَاللَّهُ عِنْدَهُ حُسْنُ الثَّوَابُ. With Allah is the excellent reward. مِمَّ لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَى قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ. What is that reward? That which no eye has ever seen, no ear has ever heard, and has never come across a human's heart.
فمن أراد ذلك فليطلبه من الله بطاعته والتقرب إليه بما يقدر عليه العبد.
Whosoever desires that, then let him seek that through obedience to Allah, seeking nearness to Him, according to what the person is able to do. It doesn't come by tamanni, by wishful thinking. Oh, I wish I will get, I wish. No wish. You can do. You do, you strive. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُولَنَا وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَعِ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Those who strive in our cause, we will guide them to the paths. So Allah Azza wa Jalla said, we have to strive, so the guidance will come about. If we don't make that effort, it's going to go by. Ayah 196. We can do it, I guess.
لا يغرنك تقلب الذين كفروا في البلاد متاع قليل ثم مأواهم جهنم وبئس المهاد.
Interesting ayat. Very relevant to what we see in this day and time. Check this out. If I'm ever able to, let not the free disposal and affluence of the disbelievers throughout the land deceive you. A brief enjoyment, then their ultimate abode is hell, and worst indeed is that place for rest. هذه الآية وهذه الآية المقصود منها التسلية عما يحصل للذين كفروا من متاع الدنيا وتنعمهم فيها. This ayah is intended to kind of ease up the feelings and to bring relaxation to the feelings of the believers concerning what they see of the disbelievers enjoying in the dunya and adorning themselves with it, finding delight in it. وَتَقَلُّبِهِمْ فِي الْبِلَادِ بِأَنْوَاعِ التِّجَارَاتِ وَالْمَكَاسِبِ وَاللَّذَّاتِ وَأَنْوَاعِ الْعِزِّ وَالْغَلَبَ فِي بَعْدِ الْأَوْقَاتِ. And they're spreading around on the earth, and their movement freely on the earth, and their affluence with their trade and their earnings and their pleasures and all kinds of, and even at times power, strength and dominance. فإن هذا كله متاع قليل. All that, however, is it's a brief enjoyment. ليس له ثبوت ولا بقاء. It is not permanent, nor will it last. بل يتمتعون به قليلا ويعذبون عليه طويلا. They will enjoy it for a short time, and they will be tormented and punished for it for a long time. They have fun now. هذه أعلى حالة تكون الكافر وقد رأيت ما تقول. This is the best condition a kafir would be in, and you see the outcome of it. So today when we see the Muslims being, you know, beaten around by these disbelievers who are in charge and in power and dominance, do not be deceived by that. The biggest kafir among them, or the least kafir among them, who's having a good old time now, as soon as he dies, he will never have fun ever again in his life. Never. Never. He will be tormented eternally. Whereas the believer who suffers in this dunya, a day shall come when the suffering will end. Either as soon as one dies, he goes straight to Jannah, or if he was an evildoer and he was tormented in the fire for some time, eventually he will be admitted to Jannah. That's a huge difference, man. That's a huge difference. Have fun now, suffer later, or suffer now and have fun later. Now the stupid people, excuse my language, will choose the first. The intellectual people will choose the second. I'll give you a worthy example. If I have a riyal, 1 riyal, and I offer you, I say to you, would you wish that I give you 1 riyal now, or would you like to wait for a couple of years, or whatever, make it longer or shorter, it doesn't matter. But you will suffer, and then I will give you 10 million riyals. What would the intelligent now? And you know that I'm not. I am promising you a promise which I will not betray or break. You know that I have the means and ability. You have 100% guarantee that my promise will be fulfilled. I'm not playing games with you. If you take the 1 riyal and go buy a, you know, an egg sandwich with it, and then you miss out on the 10 billion riyals I would have given you in a short time or a long time, you are officially retarded, feeble-minded. Because if I didn't give you that 1 riyal, big deal. Even if you were a bum, you know, and you had no money, still 1 riyal is 1 riyal. There's so much you can do. You eat that one sandwich and nothing. Take 10 billion riyals, now you can do something with that. So the dunya and the life to come are very much similar. You know, Prophet ﷺ said the example of this worldly life in comparison to the life to come is like someone dipping his finger in the ocean, or a bird putting his beak in the ocean, and then it takes it out, and then, you know, whatever is left, that one drop of water, this is the dunya compared to the life to come. It's like a drop compared to an ocean. What is a drop of water in an ocean? Absolutely nothing. It's insignificant. This is the reality of the worldly life. So if we make that wrong choice, and we take the 1 riyal, we enjoy this dunya, while being punished in the hellfire, this is as retarded as someone can be. And this is exactly the condition and the affair of the disbelievers. These are the choices. So don't be deceived. Let them have fun. They want to go up and down and make a lot of noise and find happiness in what they're doing. Let them. A day will come when everything will be turned around. The Muslims who were humiliated in this dunya because of our weakness will be put on top. And the disbelievers will be stepped on, in the hellfire. They will be humiliated in Jahannam. So that's the reality of the situation. طيب. وأما المتقون. Did I read that ayah? Did I read ayah 198? لكن الذين اتقوا ربهم متاع قليل. Okay, the Sheikh put both ayat in one ayah. وأما المتقون 198. I'm sorry. لكن الذين اتقوا ربهم لهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها نزلا من عند الله وما عند الله خير للأبرار. However, those who have taqwa, those who fear their Lord, they shall have gardens beneath which rivers flow, abiding therein eternally, and this will be their accommodation. Nuzulan is like a place of rest from Allah. Let me read it from the source, because I don't want to get philosophical here, even though I'm pretty sure. Too much noise outside. Right there, excuse me. But for those who fear their Lord, our gardens under which rivers flow, therein are they to dwell forever, and entertainment, fine, that's a decent translation, and entertainment from Allah, and that which is with Allah is best for the abrar. The Shaykh said, وَأَمَّا الْمُتَّقُونَ لِرَبِّهِمْ مُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ فَمَا يَحْصُ لَهُمْ مِنْ عِزِّ الدُّنْيَا وَنَعِيمِهَا. As for the muttaqeen, and those who believed in their Lord, along with the honor and the power and the pleasure which they will receive in the dunya, because we're having fun, alhamdulillah, in the dunya it's not all sadness and depression. You eat good food, you drink good drinks, you go to the beach, enjoy a good scene. You have wife and children, you enjoy them. These are pleasures of the dunya which the believers also attain. لهم جنات تجري من تحت الأنهار خالدين فيها فلو قدر أنهم في دار الدنيا قد حصل لهم كل بؤس وشدة وعناء ومشقة لكان هذا بالنسبة إلى النعيم المقيم والعيش السليم والسرور والحبور والبهجة نزرا يسيرا ومنحة في صورة محنة. If it was decreed that in this dunya they had all kinds of difficulty, hardship, suffering, you know, you name it, this then would be in comparison to the eternal bliss and the lovely livelihood and the pleasure, happiness, it would be like like something very insignificant. It's almost like a gift in the form of a torment, or a gift in the form of a trial. ولهذا قال تعالى وما عند الله خير للأبرار. What is with Allah is better for the أبرار. وهم الذين برت قلوبهم فبرت أقوالهم وأفعالهم. Who are the أبرار? Those whose hearts were righteous, so their statements were righteous and their deeds were righteous. فأثابهم البر الرحيم من بره. So the most Allah, the Bar, the most merciful, gave them reward of min birrihi, of his goodness subhanahu wa ta'ala, ajran azima, a great reward, wa ata'an jasima, and a huge gift, wa fawzan da'iman, and an eternal victory and success. And with that, inshallah, we conclude. The next ayat speak about the people of the book, and that some of them, among those who become Muslim, yeah, and then we'll begin, or actually let's finish it now, because Surah An-Nisa is next inshallah. طيب. وَإِنَّ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ لَمَنْ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَمَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَيْكُمْ وَمَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَيْهِمْ خَاشِعِينَ لِلَّهِ لَا يَشْتَرُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا أولئك لهم أجرهم عند ربهم إن الله سريع الحساب يا أيها الذين آمنوا اصبروا وصابروا ورابطوا واتقوا الله لعلكم تفلحون. طيب. And there are certainly among the people of the scripture, the Jews and the Christians, those who believe in Allah and that which has been revealed to you and that which has been revealed to them, humbling themselves before Allah. They do not sell the verses of Allah for a little price. For them is the reward with their Lord. Surely Allah is swift in account. O you who believe, endure and be more patient than your enemy, and guard your territory by stationing army units permanently at the places from where the enemy can attack you, and fear Allah so that you may be successful. أي وإن من أهل الكتاب طائفة موفقة للخير يؤمنون بالله ويؤمنون بما أنزل إليكم وما أنزل إليهم. Among the people of the book are a group who have been given success, who have been granted direction or guidance to goodness. They believe in Allah and they believe in that which was sent down to you and that which was revealed unto them. وهذا الإيمان النافع لا كمن يؤمن ببعض الرسل والكتب ويكفر ببعض. This is the beneficial faith, not like those who believe in some and disbelieve in some, which is the condition of the Jews and the Christians today. So this ayah in fact is speaking about the Christians and the Jews who became Muslims, because now they have believed in what was sent down upon us. What was sent down upon us? The Quran. Upon who? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So they were mentioned as the people of the book because of their transition to Iman. But those who remain today rejecting Allah and His Messenger Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Quran, then these are the kuffar, and they're not included in that. They don't really believe because of rejection. ولهذا لما كان إيمانهم عاما حقيقيا صار نافعا فأحدث لهم خشية الله وخضوعهم لجلاله والموجب للانقياد لأوامره ونواهيه والوقوف عند حدوده وهؤلاء أهل الكتاب والعلم على الحقيقة. So because of this general sound Iman which they had, which was beneficial, this produced for them fear of Allah and humbleness towards Him, which necessitates obeying His commands and avoiding His prohibitions and stopping at His limitations. These are the people of the book and knowledge in truth, not the other ones. These are the real people of the book because they believed in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They are the real people of knowledge because they believed correctly. كما قال تعالى إنما يخشى الله من عباده العلماء. العلماء, verily only the only ones who fear Allah among His creation are the scholars, the people of knowledge. ومن تمام خشيتهم لله أنهم لا يشترون بآيات الله ثمنا قليلا. Part of the fear of Allah is that they do not sell the verses of Allah for a cheap cost, cheap price. فلا يقدمون الدنيا على الدين كما فعل أهل الانحراف الذين يكتمون ما أنزل الله ويشترون به ثمنا قليلا. They do not favor the dunya over the religion, as the people of deviation did, those who conceal what Allah has sent down and they purchase with it a small price, or they sell it for a small price. وَأَمَّا هَؤُلَاءِ فَعَرِفُوا الْأَمْرَ عَلَى الْحَقِيقَةِ. As for those whom Allah spoke about now, they knew the truth of the matter. وَعَلِمُوا أَنَّ مِنْ أَعْظَمِ الْخُسْرَانِ الرِّضَى بِالدُّونِ مِنَ عَنِ الدِّينِ. And they recognize that the greatest loss is to accept the small insignificant on the expense of accepting the religion of Allah.
والوقوف مع بعض حظوظ النفس السفلية وترك الحق الذي هو أكبر حظ وفوز في الدنيا والآخرة.
And they knew that they should not stop and entertain themselves with what is pleasing to oneself, the lowly desires of oneself, while abandoning the truth, which is the greatest form of victory in this life and in the life to come. فآثروا الحق وبينوه ودعوا إليه. So they favored the truth, they clarified it, and they invited the people to it. وحذروا من الباطل, and they warned the people against falsehood. فأثابهم الله على ذلك بأن وعدهم الأجر الجزيل والثواب الجميل. So Allah rewarded them for that by promising them the great reward and the beautiful reward.
وأخبرهم بقربه وأنه سريع الحساب. And he told them that this reward is near, and that Allah is swift in his reckoning.
فلا يستطيعون ما وعدهم الله. They should not try to hasten the reward of Allah, or ask it to be speedy. Don't feel that it's taken too long. Allah promises it's going to come and it's near. لأن ما هو آت المحقق حصوله فهو قريب. Anything which is coming inevitably, it's near. No matter how long it takes, it's still relatively speaking near. The last ayah and paragraph in Surah Al-Imran. ثم حظ المؤمنين على ما يوصلهم إلى الفلاح. That Allah encouraged the believers to attain or to acquire that which brings about success. وهو الفوز بالسعادة والنجاح. Success is attaining happiness and victory. وأن الطريق الموصل ذلك لزوم صبر. The means with which we're able to acquire or attain success and victory is صبر. لزوم, perseverance in patience. Perseverance in patience. الذي هو حبس النفس على ما تكره من ترك المعاصي. And what is sabr? Is being able to prevent oneself to do that which it hates doing, which is abandoning sins. Because people love to enjoy themselves and things which Allah has made haram. ومن الصبر على المصائب وعلى الأوامر الثقيلة على النفوس. And to be patient concerning calamities and the heavy commands, the commands which are heavy upon a person to carry out. فأمرهم بالصبر على جميع ذلك. Allah commanded that we have patience concerning all of that. والمصابرة هي الملازمة والاستمرار على ذلك على الدوام. مصابرة is having patience always and forever. Continuity and consistency in patience. ومقاومة الأعداء في جميع الأحوال, and opposing the enemy in all circumstances. والمرابطة هي لزوم المحل الذي يخاف من وصول العدو منه وأن يراقبوا أعداءهم ويمنعوهم من الوصول إلى مقاصده. مرابطة is knowing or is maintaining a location from which you are afraid that the enemy will attack, and that you observe your enemies always and you prevent them from attaining their goals and their desires. لعلهم يفلحون. All this will bring about success. يفوزون بالمحبوب الديني والدنيوي والأخروي. If you do so, you will attain the religious benefits, the worldly benefits, and those of the life to come. وينجون من المكروه كذلك. And you'll be saved from that which you hate as well. فعلم من هذا أنه لا سبيل إلى الفلاح بدون الصبر والمصابرة والمرابطة المذكورات. What do we learn from this? There's no way we can attain success unless we have three. Sabr, patience. Musabara, consistency in patience. Wa murabata, preventing the enemies of Islam from attacking us by fixing ourselves in particular locations. فَلَمْ يُفْلِحْ مَنْ أَفْلَحْ إِلَّا بِهَا. No successful person was able to attain success except with these qualities. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ أَحَدِ الْفَلَاحِ إِلَّا بِالْإِخْلَالِ بِهَا وَبِبَعْضِهَا. No one has been deprived of success except by abandoning all of them or some of them. And today we have abandoned so much. وَاللَّهُ الْمُوَفِّقُ وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِهِ. And Allah is the source of success, and there is no will and no power except through Him. تَمَّ تَفْسِيرُ سُورَةِ آلِ عِمْرَانِ. The surah of Al-Imran has been completely explained. وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ عَلَى نِعْمَتِهِ وَنَسْأَلُهُ تَمَامَ النِّعْمَةِ. We praise Allah for His bounty, and we ask Him to fulfill His bounties and to perfect His bounties upon us. بإذن الله عز وجل, we will continue in the future with the Surah An-Nisa, تفسير سورة النساء. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين, وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد.